The word of God is alive and powerful, sharpening a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder, the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, the critic of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. All scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We resume in our study this morning, where we're back into the text of Genesis chapter 18. We'll be doing verses 22 through 33 as a unit. The local church is a classroom of Christianity. It's this environment with this academic setting that's established for the church in regards to the articulation of the truth of Bible doctrine and for one's own spiritual advance and application of it otherwise. In regards to the assembly of study of God's Word, it demands that each and every one of us isolate the sin nature, that we're in fellowship so that God the Holy Spirit can lead us and guide us into all truth. This is accomplished through the rebound technique so that indeed we can be in fellowship, isolate the sin nature, have God the Holy Spirit in rulership over the real you, the soul, and enlighten us in regards to the matters at hand. This imperative to be filled with the Holy Spirit is important in regards to his study by the layman as it is in regards to the pastor in his own particular studies. So obviously we want to make the time count for all concerned, and we'll give you opportunity to rebound if necessary as we start with a normal word of prayer. Father, again, we thank you for your perfect person, your essence, your attributes. We thank you for your perfect plan. We ask once again this morning that God the Holy Spirit will align us to these matters at hand so that we can have the correct read in spite of the human viewpoint of this world in regards to those things that go on around us, history in and of itself, and expectations in regards to your interaction on behalf of mankind and ourselves in this vein. All this via God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, since we know all about God now, I guess we can figure out the rest of this stuff. It's amazing. Grew up in fundamentalist church my whole life. We never missed Sundays as legalists. We wouldn't even work on Sundays. So we could be in church, never miss prayer meeting. And amazing, after even 20 years of being in that environment, walked off and how little I knew about God at that point in time and how much you can learn in just a couple of hours of sound doctrine when it's being taught otherwise. So, you know, certain things you're thankful for in time that are not necessarily details of life, but really have an impact in regards to one's appreciation of life in and of itself. So, in regards to God, as we saw in the previous context, Yahweh, Christ manifested here by all implications in the verses as the angel of Yahweh, i.e. In his human form in this regards. God, Yahweh, contemplated with an affirmative expectation to reveal to Abraham what he was getting ready to do with respect to Sodom and Gomorrah and their ultimate destruction. And the reason why Yahweh determined to tell Abraham, as we saw, was based on that Abraham had the foundation of saving faith in place, that also he had phase two faith, faith in Bible doctrine. In that regards, he had a responsibility to instruct to others, to witness to others, pass down to those in his periphery, so that could be passed down to those in following generations, God's plan otherwise with respect to nations. And here in context, as it predominantly applies to national blessing versus judgment, such as a judgment that's getting ready to come down the pike here in regards to Sodom and Gomorrah. Now in verses 22 through 33, we have the third of 11 scenes in Operation Sodom and Gomorrah revealed to us. In these particular verses, we have Abraham interceding, if you will, or intervention in regards to the impending judgment or judgment at hand, or otherwise construed as part of the history of nations otherwise in this vein. There are a lot of verses to go through here, but it's hard to break them up. All right, let's look here at the Hebrew. Verse 22, then the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom. The men in view here are the two accompanying visitors with Yahweh, which are nothing less than two elect angels that were part of the entourage here that visited Abraham. You had the wow consecutive, followed with the cal and perfect third masculine plural of our verb vana. P-H-A-N-A-H. They turned away. From there is the preposition men, followed with the adverb sham, S-H-A-M. The men being the subject of turning here, definite article, or common masculine plural noun, absolute, ish, man, I-S-H. And went towards Sodom. Literally, you had the wow consecutive in our verb to walk here. Cal and perfect third masculine plural, halak, H-A-L-A-K. Sodom, proper noun, transliterated. And they did so while Abraham was still standing before the Lord. So the conversation was taking place. Abraham is kind of to the side, even though he is privy to the conversation that Yahweh is, if you will, having with the two angels, but for Abraham's benefit. And in that situation, then the angels turn away, and start heading towards Sodom. So while Abraham is still standing before the Lord, you have the wow conjunction, proper noun Abraham. Our adverb still, with the third masculine singular suffix, od, O-D, or ode, still was standing. Was standing is the cal participle verb, masculine singular absolute, amad, A-M-A-D. Before the Lord is literally in the presence of Yahweh. Preposition lamed. Our noun for face here, common both plural construct, phaneh, P-H-A-N-E-H, in the presence of Yahweh. Verse 23, and Abraham came near and said, wow consecutive, so Abraham approaches Yahweh to converse with him. Wow consecutive, our verb to draw near here is the cal imperfect third masculine singular, nagash, N-A-G-A-S-H, drew near, approached Abraham, and said, while consecutive, our typical verb to say, cal imperfect, third masculine singular, amar, A-M-A-R. Then he asked a question, which is rhetorical in nature. Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Yeah, the interrogative particle ha, H-A, follow with the particle off, indeed, A-P-H, emphatic. Then our verb to sweep away is a cow and perfect second masculine singer, Saphah, S-A-P-H-A-H. Sweep away, consume together is the idea. The righteous with the wicked, as a singular embodiment of people. You have the adjective masculine singular absolute. Our word righteous is tzaddik, T-S-A-D-I-Y-Q. With is a preposition in, I am. And our adjective wicked, masculine singular absolute, is rasha, R-A-S-H-A. Then he includes now a supposition, and it will be a series of suppositions, if you will. Verse 24, suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Suppose, or perhaps, is the adverb ulay, U-L-A-Y. There are is the adverb resh, R-E-S-H. Literally, there exists. Then our number 50 is adjective, both plural, absolute, kamishim, C-H-A-M-I-S-H-S-H-I-Y-M, kamishim, righteous, sadiq, adjective, masculine, plural, absolute, repeated. Within the city is the preposition bet, followed with the noun, common masculine singular construct, tawek, T-A-W-E-K. In the middle of, literally, or within. The city is a definite article, or noun for city, common feminine singular absolute, here, I-Y-R. Will you indeed sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? Another question proposed, again rhetorical. Will you indeed sweep it away? You had the interrogative particle ha repeated here. Indeed, our particle off, the same construct we saw above in verse 23. Will you sweep is our same verb, safa, S-A. P-H-A-H, cow imperfect second masculine singular, Yahweh doing the sweeping. And then you had the wow conjunction, negative particle lo, L-O, followed with a cow imperfect second masculine singular, our verb nasa, plus nasa, N-A-S-A, literally and not lift up, our word spare, translated in English. For the place, literally, you have the preposition lamed, definite article, noun, common masculine singular, absolute, makom, M-A-Q-O-M, M-A-Q-O-M, makom. For the sake of, or on behalf of, the 50 righteous, you have the preposition on behalf of lema'an, L-E-M-A-A-N, 50, kamishim, repeated, adjective. Righteous is, again, the adjective here with the definite article, masculine, plural, absolute, sadiq, the righteous ones. Who are in it? You have the relative pronoun, asher, A-S-H-E-R, follow with the preposition bet, which are in, literally it's miss, yet a common masculine singular noun construct with third feminine singular suffix, kereb, Q-E-R-E-B, the suffix relating to the city, and its feminine gender. Verse 25, then the proclamation of Abraham in regards to Yahweh doing such a thing, sweeping it away altogether. Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked. You have the interjectory particle halil, H-A-L-I-Y-L. Far be it for you, preposition lamed, with the second masculine singular suffix, to do such a thing. You have the preposition men, followed with the verb cal infinitive asah, from doing, A-S-A-H. Far be it for you from doing such a thing, as your preposition kaf, like or according to, then followed with the definite article, the noun, common, masculine, singular, absolute, our word dabar, D-A-B-A-R, word, matter, or thing, as it can be translated. To slay the righteous with the wicked, you have the, well, first you have the definite article, plus the adjective masculine singular, zeh, Z-E-H, such as, followed with the preposition lamed, and another infinitive here, hifil infinitive, muth, so it literally such as to kill or put to death, is a literal translation here, M-U-T-H, our dying word, the righteous with the wicked, again, sadiq, the adjective, followed with the preposition m, with, wicked, adjective, rasha. Then he gives reasoning for why he made this statement, so that the righteous and the wicked are treated alike. You have the wow consecutive, followed with the cal perfect third masculine singular, hayah, H-A-Y-A-H. So it will come to pass literally. You have the preposition kaf, followed with the definite article, and the adjective masculine singular, our word righteous again, sadiq. So it will come to pass according to the righteous, as or like the wicked, literally is what we have here. Again, sadiq, T-S-A, E-I-Y-Q, preposition kaf, repeated, definite article, adjective, rasha, R-A-S-H-A. Far be it from you, again he makes this emphatic statement, the interjectory particle halil. Far be it from you, preposition lamed, second feminine singular suffix. Again, you have these little anomalies in these suffixes that don't relate to the normal gender in view. Again, the feminine, this emphasizes God's sovereignty, God's will. See, this is not his will. This is what Abraham said. This is not your will. Just as we've seen the word used in regards to Abraham otherwise. Shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly? You have the interjectory particle or interrogative particle. Again, our third question here in sequence, rhetorical. And then the judge of all the earth, you have the cal participle, masculine singular construct, shamath, I have it transliterated there, S-H-A, shafath, S-H-A-P-H-A-T-H, the judge of all the earth, yeah, the common masculine singular construct, kol, K-O-L, the earth, definite article, noun, common feminine singular, absolute, eretz, E-R-E-T-S. The judge of all the earth. And then you have, in the Hebrew, will he not do or deal justly? You had a negative particle low, L-O, our to-do verb, a saw, cow, and perfect third masculine singer, A-S-A-H, and then our noun for justly, common masculine singer, absolute, mishapath, M-I-S-H-E-P-A-T-H, mishapath. Verse 26, the Lord responds in agreement with Abraham. So the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, the Lord said, it's a wild consecutive, our verb amar, to say, cal imperfect, A-M-A-R, third masculine singular, Yahweh, the Lord, proper noun. If is your particle M, I am. I will find, literally, if I find, is the cal imperfect first common singular, matsah, M-A-T-S-A, still looking forward, obviously, in time. In Sodom, preposition bet with the proper noun Sodom. 50 righteous, or adjective 50, kamashim, righteous, sadiq, within the city, in the midst of, in the middle of the city, preposition bet. Again, our noun, common masculine singular, construct, tawek, T-A-W-E-K. The city, definite article, noun, ear, I-Y-R, common feminine singular. Then I will spare the whole place on their account. The condition of 50, the result is sparing the city. You have the wow consecutive. Our verb to spare again is our cal perfect first common singular, nasa, N-A-S-A. Literally, I will lift up, deliver, spare the whole place. Every person in the region. Preposition lamed, your common masculine singular noun, construct kol, for whole or all of, literally K-O-L. The place is a definite article, common masculine singular absolute, makom, M-A-Q-O-M, on their account, because of the 50. That's the idea. You have the preposition bet, followed with the preposition with the third masculine plural suffix, abur, A-B-U-R. On their account. Verse 27. And Abraham, it continues now, after the series of rhetorical questions, he now has simply regular questions. Verse 27. And Abraham answered, or responded, and said, now behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord, although I am but dust and ashes. Well, consecutive. Then our verb answered here is a cal imperfect third masculine singular, anah, A-N-A-H. Responded, Abraham, and said, while consecutive, our verb amar, again. Now behold, you have the two interjectory particles, the first one, hinna, H-I-N-N-E-H, plus na, N-A. See this construct before, now behold, or behold now. In the English it makes better sense to say now behold. Then our verb here translated I have ventured is the hifil, which is causative, perfect first common singular, ya'al, Y-A-A-L. This verb means to show willingness, to make a volitional decision to commence a given activity. Translated, I have ventured, I have determined to engage in further conversation, if you will. Here, to speak, preposition lamed, followed with our verb, earlier translated thing, to do such a thing. Here, translated to speak is appeal, infinitive construct, dabar, D-A-B-A-R. So context determines the translation of this word. To the Lord is the preposition el, E-L, followed with our proper noun, Adonai, A-D-O-N-A-Y. Although I am dust and ashes. You have the wow conjunction, the emphatic use of the pronoun aniki, A-N-I-K-I-Y, although I myself. Then our first noun, dust, is the common masculine singular absolute, afar, A-P-H-A-R, wow conjunction. Then our noun for ashes is the common masculine singular absolute, effer, afar, affair, offer, effer. E-P-H-E-R. And he continues on with the supposition, the hypothetical situation. Suppose the 50 righteous are lacking 5. Will you destroy the whole city because of 5? You can see Abraham's approach on this. We're just dealing with less 5, see, rather than just shooting straight 45. Preposition ule, suppose, U-L-A-Y. Then you have the verb cal, imperfect third masculine plural. Our verb for lacking is kasar, C-H-A-S-A-R. Means to have need or be lacking. Suppose they will lack 50, again our adjective kamish shim, righteous. It's a definite article with the adjective sadiq. And then our number 5 here is adjective masculine singular kamishasha, C-H-A-M-I-S-H-S-H-I-Y-M, kamishasha, or kamishasha, excuse me, S-H-A-H. C-H-A-M-I-S-H-S-H-A-H. Will you destroy the whole city because of 5? Again, the question is proposed, interjectory particle ha. Now, we have in view a destruction of the place, the hifil, imperfect second masculine singular, our verb shakath. S-H-A-C-H-A-T-H. Will you destroy? And then first in the Hebrew, by means of the 5, preposition bait, definite article, kamisha shaw, adjective number 5, repeated again. Then you have to sign a direct object with the common mat, follow with the common masculine singular construct noun, kol, all, K-O-L, the city, definite article, or noun, ear, I-Y-R, city. And he, Yahweh, said, normal construct, or wow, consecutive verb, amar, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. So, Yahweh does the math. Wow, consecutive Amar, I will not destroy as a negative particle lo, preceding our verb hifil, imperfect, first common singular, construct, shakath, S-H-A-C-H-A-T-H. If I find there literally, preposition or conjunction M, followed with a cow and perfect first common singular matzah, to find, M-A-T-S-A, there, adverb sham, S-H-A-M. And then our number 45 is first the adjective, both plural absolute, our number 40, our Ebaim, Arebbayim, vowel conjunction, then our number five, Mishashah, the adjective. Verse 29, and he, Abraham, spoke to him yet again, spoke to Yahweh yet again, suppose 40 are found there, pushing the envelope. While consecutive, then our word again is literally, and he did again, the hifil imperfect third masculine singular, Yasaph, Y-A-S-A-P-H, followed with the adverb to repeat, O-D, to speak. And he did again, repeatedly, if you will, to speak. Preposition lamed, then our PL, infinitive, constructed the verb dabar again, D-A-B-A-R. To him, preposition L with the third masculine singular suffix, E-L, to Yahweh. And said, wow, consecutive, amar. Suppose, our adverb ulay again, U-L-A-Y. There will be found, or they will be found there, literally 40. You had our verb to find. Here is a nifal in the passive imperfect third masculine plural, matsa, M-A-T-S-A. There, adverb sham, and then our adjective 40, arebbayim. And he, Yahweh, said, normal construction, while consecutive, amar, to say, I will not do it on account of the 40. Negative particle lo, then our to-do verb, cal imperfect first common singular, asah, A-S-A-H. I will not do on account of is the preposition bet, followed with the second preposition, abur, that we saw the same construct earlier, A-B-U-R. On account of the 40, arebbayim. Verse 30. Then he said, Abraham saying, again, same construct, while consecutive, amar, O may the Lord not be angry, and I will speak. You have the adverb all first, A-L, not, followed with the interjectory particle na, I pray or please, can be now, I pray, please, etc. N-A, not, I pray. Then you had the adjusive form of the verb to be angry here, cal imperfect third masculine singular, kara, C-H-A-R-A-H. In the Hebrew, not, I pray, let be angry. Not let be angry. Obviously, not be angry is better English for us. Lord is the preposition lamed, followed with the proper noun Adonai, again, for O Lord, would be the combination O Lord. And I shall speak while consecutive, PL, imperfect, first common singular of the bar. Suppose our adverb ule again, that they will be found as your verb matsa, nifal, imperfect, third masculine plural, repeated. There, our adverb sham. And then our number 30 here, adjective, both plural, absolute, sheloshim. S-H-E-L-O-S-H-I-Y-M. And he, Yahweh, said, Amar, while consecutive, Yahweh, or while consecutive, Amar, Yahweh understood. I will not do it if I find 30 there. I will not do is a negative low with our asah verb again, conjunction M. If I find Masah, cal imperfect, 30, Shalashim. Verse 31. And he said, Abraham's relentless. Obviously, it didn't take him this long to say all this. Sodom had been destroyed by now. And he said, now behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there. So from 40 to 30, now to 20. Well, consecutive, he said, Amar. Then you had the interjectory particle combination of henna plus na, repeated, behold, now. I have ventured is our determination, volitional determined verb, hifil, imperfect first common singer, ya'al, Y-A-A-L, to speak, preposition lamed, with the infinitive, P-L, construct, dabar, D-A-B-A-R, to the Lord, preposition L, E-L, Adonai, the Lord, suppose, or adverb ule, again, following similar construction, just slight changes in these things. There will be found there, they are found there, is the nifal, imperfect, a third masculine plural, matzah, plus the adverb sham. Then our number 20 is the adjective, both plural absolute, eserim. E-S-E-R-I-Y-N. Y-M. Eserim. And he said, Lord, well, Amar, I will not destroy on account of the 20. Typical construction, negative low, shakath, destroy, hifil, verb there, first common singer, on account of preposition bet, followed with the preposition abur, 20, eserim. Verse 32. Then he said, while consecutive Amar, O may the Lord not be angry, and I shall speak only this once. In other words, the final time he's going to address this. You have the adjective, or excuse me, the adverb all, A-L, plus the interjectory particle na, N-A. Together, that is not please. Oh, may the Lord not. Let be angry is the adjusive force of the cow and perfect third masculine singer, kara again. Not please, let be angry. Hebrew is choppy for us in the English. C-H-A-R-A-H. Preposition lamed, proper noun, Adonai, O Lord. I will speak only this once. You have the wow consecutive, our verb to speak again, debar in the PL. Then you have following the adverb ak, ak, once, this time. In the Hebrew, definite article, common feminine singer, absolute, our noun, pa'am, P-A-A-M. Literally, it's a foot or a step. Hence, I will not go another step. Translated, once this time. Suppose 10 are found there. He finally gets down to the bottom of the hypothesis. Adverb ule, our verb defined, matzah, there, adverb shan. And then our adjective for our number 10, feminine singer, is asara. A-S-A-R-A-H. Yahweh responds, and he said, I will not destroy it on account of the 10. Same construct, same verb, hifil, imperfect first common singer, destroy, shakath, on account of, bet, plus the preposition of bur, 10, with the definite article, the 10, asarah. Verse 33, and as soon as he finished speaking to Abraham, the Lord departed. Well, consecutive, then First, you have the verb to depart, cal and perfect third masculine singular, literally to walk, halak, H-A-L-A-K. The Lord, Yahweh. As soon as he finished, is the preposition kaf, followed with the relative pronoun asher, asher, A-S-H-E-R, literally after which he had ceased speaking. He had ceased is a PL perfect third masculine singular of the verb kalah, K-A-L-A-H, followed with the preposition lamed and the PL infinitive of the verb construct verb to speak, debar, to Abraham, preposition L, followed the proper noun. And Abraham returned to his place. Well, conjunction, Abraham, our verb to return, cal, perfect, third masculine singular, shub, S-H-U-B, to his place, preposition lamed, with the common masculine singular construct, noun, third masculine singular, suffix, makom, to his place, M-A. M-A-Q-O-N. All right. Rereading the verses. Then the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom, the two angels, while Abraham was still standing at the side before the Lord. And Abraham approached Yahweh and said, will you indeed sweep away together, is the idea, the righteous with the wicked. Verse 24, suppose there are 50 righteous in the middle of or within the city. Will you indeed sweep it, the city, the whole city, away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? Verse 25, far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked are treated alike, that they look the same in the treatment. Far be it from you, shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly? Verse 26, so the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare the whole place on there the 50's account, 50 righteous. Verse 27, Abraham answered and said, now behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord, although I am but dust and ashes. Suppose, verse 28, the 50 righteous are lacking 5. Will you destroy the whole city because of 5? And he said, I will not destroy though I find 45 there. Verse 29, and he spoke to him yet again and said, suppose 40 are found there. And the Lord said, I will not do it on account of the 40. Verse 30. Then he said, oh, may the Lord not be angry, and I shall speak, suppose 30 are found there. And the Lord said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Verse 31. And he said, now behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord, suppose 20 are found there. And he said, I will not destroy it on account of the 20. Verse 32. Then he said, oh, may the Lord not be angry, and I shall speak this final time, once more. Suppose 10 are found there. And he said, I will not destroy it on account of the 10. As soon as he finished speaking to Abraham, the Lord departed. And Abraham returned to his place, his tent. All right, the analysis here of verses 22 through 33. 1, verse 22 to the end of the chapter constitutes the third scene out of 11. 2, after Yahweh reveals his intentions of judgment against Sodom and Gomorrah to Abraham in verses 20 and 21, the two accompanying angels turned away from there and went toward Sodom. 3, it is in Sodom that Abraham's nephew Lot resides. This becomes clear for us when we get into chapter 19, verse 9, as the two angels came to Sodom in the evening and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. 4, Yahweh the Lord, never goes there in this anthropocentric form or in his human form. In Christology, in the form of the incarnate Christ. All those different parallels or synonyms in regards to the manifestation of the second member of the Godhead. So the Lord never goes to Sodom. He stays removed completely from the city. Just the angels go there. 5, as God, he did not need to enter the place, obviously, to do what he is going to do, and suggests this evil as too foul a place for his presence. Obviously, we just reviewed the doctrine of divine essence and attributes. While the second member of the Godhead manifested himself supernaturally in human form, his deity did not need to be there physically in presence in order to destroy or bring about the judgment upon this city. And furthermore, it at least implies that he doesn't even want to be close to that place. And when we see the actions of certain males of that city with respect to the two angels, it shows a complete, total disregard to anything holy or righteous in regards to the population that resided there. So not that he couldn't have handled himself, obviously, but to emphasize, underline, just how repugnant God views the sin for which Sodom and Gomorrah in the region is held accountable for, to bring about this national destruction. 6, now while Yahweh did not explicitly state that the cities would be destroyed in his conversation with Abraham in the preceding verses, he never said that he was going to destroy the cities exactly or specifically. Continuing point 6, it is apparent that Abraham understood his intent in doing so. In the direct addressing of the situation of Sodom and Gomorrah, verse 20, the Lord said, the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave. I will go down now and see if they have done it entirely according to his outcry. In other words, I will investigate the matter. Which has come to me, and if not, I will know. If it's a different situation other than what has been in the news otherwise. Obviously, in his omniscience, God would know one way or the other. He already knows. But as we saw in those verses, he didn't say, I'm going to go down there and destroy it. He simply said, I'm going to go down and investigate first and foremost. See? But Abraham's able to put two and two together here. So 6 again, while Yahweh did not explicitly state that the cities would be destroyed, it is apparent that Abraham understood his intent in doing so. 7, that Yahweh stated an intended action of what he himself was about to do. It is implicit, emphatic, ani asah, I myself am doing. In verse 17, shall I hide from Abraham what I myself am doing? Abraham was able to put two and two together. So he recognized there's action that's involved, and he puts together, it goes beyond simply a simple investigation. He obviously read Abraham like a book, so he knows, Yahweh knows already. So 8, the evil of the region was well known. As we saw back in chapter 13, verse 13, in Lot picking the region to settle in. And that the evil of that area was already known throughout the land, basically. So the evil of the region was well known. This coupled with the doctrine of Abraham's covenant role with Israel as part of the conversation that Yahweh, or the contemplation that Yahweh had in regards to Abraham in the preceding verses. And then also continue point 8, and all nations, this Abraham's covenant role with Israel and all nations as to blessing in the realms of righteousness and justice, in verses 18 and 19. He, Abraham, gapped the action as judgment versus blessing. But if he's going down to Sodom, and he just took me to school in regards to blessing on nations based on righteousness, well, he's not going down there to bless them. That's for damn sure. So Abraham obviously takes the doctrine. Not always does everything explicitly have to be stated for the doctrinally astute to gap and understand what's going on. See, and this is one of those occasions. So 9. Now, while Lot was obviously on Abraham's mind in the situation, his mention is noticeably omitted in Abraham's discourse with Yahweh. Commentaries across the board recognize and tend to zero in Abraham's intercession here as simply being on behalf of his nephew Lot. It's deeper than that. There's more to it than that. The doctrine is not that shallow in these verses. And the first thing that catches your attention, even though you know that Lot is there, that Abraham doesn't mention Lot specifically. So his mention is noticeably omitted in regards to what Abraham now approaches Yahweh in conversation. So 10, his pardon mention was not necessary. As a lesson on God's omniscience in verses 18 and 19, made clear that Yahweh already knows these things. That's one aspect of why he may not mention it. 11, the other is otherwise. Lot's omission in name strongly suggests that Abraham's intentions in conversing with Yahweh was not merely on behalf of Lot, but had deeper intentions. These verses really reveal the depth of understanding that Old Testament positive adjusted patriarchs had in regards to doctrine. What he gapped from Yahweh's conversation previously of him being the recipient of the Abrahamic covenant, his role with Israel, his role with other nations, all the other blessings and doctrine that's been put before him beforehand, in this short conversation that he has with Yahweh, he sees a lot of things going on. And he understands the big picture goes beyond simply the fact that, my nephew lives down there, that this place you're getting ready to go destroy. But it goes beyond that. It is a Bible class in regards to God revealing the aspect of potential corporate judgment nationally of such catastrophic means as we see in Sodom and Gomorrah upon mankind in history. And the whole conversation relates to that in general. And the questions, as you can follow, then are designed to investigate to what point that mankind in history can expect for God to come in and dump on human on men in history in such fashion otherwise. In other words, it is a question of how far will grace precede the judgment for God to come in once again and just completely obliterate and wipe out a society and all of his belongings. And we know that his grace is obviously fairly deep based on history itself, because we don't have any other occurrences of another situation like Sodom and Gomorrah until we get to prophetic Babylon in the last days. So chew on that for a while and we'll take our break.